I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $70.18 per barrel to $74.71 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $67.21 per barrel to $71.99 per barrel. Alaska's largest city is facing a significant housing crunch due to the age of existing homes and a decline in new construction. Housing experts say the number of units built annually needs to dramatically increase to keep up with demand. Tyler Robinson is working on solving the problem. He's the vice president of community development, planning, and real estate at Cook Inlet Housing Authority, which is the main provider for affordable housing in Anchorage. He said that the city is struggling to build apartment buildings.
When you look at housing projections and needs, that's both based on, you know, sort of where our population is currently, but also just replacing old housing stock. You talk about a need for something in the realm of 900 units a year, and we are really producing something along the lines of maybe 200 to 300 a year, and have been for a while. So those numbers, you know, fluctuate year to year, but you know, suffice to say, we are in the last couple of years and this year among the least amount of new housing being produced and permitted since really post-pipeline years.
And then at the Anchorage Home Builders Association conference last month, you stressed the need for innovative home building. And then an idea that you brought up was skinny housing. So what is skinny housing, and why do you think it might be a good fit for us here in Anchorage?
I wouldn't limit it to just that. I mean, I think the example that we had played around with is, okay, we have a 60-foot wide lot. Imagine if we split that in two and built two detached homes. So clearly you could build a duplex or hopefully a triplex or fourplex on that lot. But could you actually split the lot and have a fee simple house? So in other words, one unit on one lot, not touching the walls. And so there's challenges with that. We have deep utilities here. We have snow that has to be cleared from streets. But the idea is, can you get creative with the land lot patterns that we have and play around with a new design? And I think we have designs that could show you could even have two units on that, and it could live pretty cool.
You're hinting at a couple of different things, but what are the biggest challenges that your organization is facing right now during this housing crunch?
Anybody that's building housing, the biggest issue is just the cost overall. So, and those cost factors are everything. It's labor, it's land, it's infrastructure, and it's the cost of construction itself. I think the thing that's important for people to understand is even before the pandemic, even before the statewide recession, so going back to sort of 2010 to 2015, Anchorage had really low vacancy rates. We didn't have a statewide recession, and we had virtually no multifamily housing that was being built. And so, in other words, we realized that there's a feasibility gap of building this denser housing. And as you run out of land, you have to look at this other type of housing. Now, fast forward to where we are today, and we've got 40% price increases on what was already a tough situation. So this is the fundamental challenge is, yeah, it's expensive to build. And so we're always looking for if there are things that affect those prices that are things that we control, like our regulatory environment, or, you know, maybe it's time to look at those minimum lot sizes, things like that, then those are the things we ought to be looking at.
And at the end of June, the Anchorage Assembly approved the Home Initiative, which basically eliminates the single-family zoning in the majority of the city. How helpful do you think that will be for creating more housing in Anchorage?
You know, I don't know. I think it falls into the bucket of let's try some things. As an affordable housing developer, we're usually building not in single family neighborhoods, but we're building in those multifamily neighborhoods. And so what that ordinance does is it says, okay, you can get what some people might call gentle density, or a couple of units here or there in places where you otherwise could build a pretty decent sized single family home.
And at that conference last month, you also said that housing advocates and organizations seem to be working in silos right now. Why do you think that is, and how do you think a more team-based approach could help?
If we can get the assembly, the mayor's office, and staff all saying, hey, you know we have challenges in Anchorage, but what can we do to make it easier, better, try some new things, not be so afraid of potentially building bad housing, whatever that means. A lot of our stuff is reactive to old housing that we have here. It's time to sort of put that behind us and just try new things.
Tyler Robinson is the Vice President of Community Development, Planning, and Real Estate at Cook Inlet Housing Authority. For the Alaska Economic Report in Anchorage, I'm Ava White.